You know what, Anchor? Now you're starting to work my nerves. Hello, people. It's Monday, May 11th, 2020, the day after Mother's Day in the U.S. I hope people had a chance to speak to their mothers if their mothers were still alive or it wasn't too much of a traumatic experience for those without mothers, you know, so on and so forth. I just wanted to extend some kind of pleasantry because, you know, that's just the thing to do, right? Either or, where most of us are still on lockdown. And, you know what? I'm going to start off saying something, Anchor. Anchor you, broadcast. The other day, I posted post Cinco de Mayo COVID-19 wrap-up episode on the 6th. That was like 5 days ago. Then I decided to unpublish it. I was just like, eh, maybe it wasn't worth it. I didn't put a sponsor. But as of yesterday, I didn't have any listeners, right? And I unpublished it. Boom. I log in today, and all of a sudden, I had 43 listens. 5 days later, I had 43 listens. That Anchor you're telling me about now? That doesn't make any kind of sense. So you guys are fudging my numbers. Yeah, I didn't think I had any listeners at all, and that's why I retracted it, but then I also made some threats, so, you know, who knows, maybe the bots were listening, I don't know, but either or, you know who you are, and I am coming for you. I am coming for you. Alright, so I'll just repeat that little section right there. Alright, so it has been cold. It has been a very cold spring. This COVID spring. I think it snowed somewhere, and I don't know, I'm busy working. We had these big-ass thunderstorms and tornado warnings come through, and I don't even realize until I get home. Yeah, it's supposed to be nice this week here in the Northeast in New York, and people are going to want to go outside. I definitely want to try to get some sun one of these days, and because that's what we should be doing this time of year. But they have so many people under lockdown. They're requiring people to wear masks, not only in stores, but just in the general public. It just dawned on me the other day that some areas closer to the city are actually requiring people to wear masks while they're jogging and so on and so forth. I think that's absolutely fucking ridiculous. Now, the rich areas near me, because I do get to drive through the rich areas when I go to work, it's kind of cool. It's like night and day. It really fucking is. And deep down inside, I wish that I could live there, because these people got property, man. They got property. Their driveways are side streets. And it seems like every single one of these motherfuckers got a horse. I'm not really into horses, but they have property. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's hilly. There are trees. And I drive through there and I feel like I'm in another land entirely. Just far away from what I'm used to dealing with. But either or. All right, so getting back to that. Those neighborhoods. These people are jogging. They don't have masks on while they're jogging their fancy streets with all their property and trees. I mean, again, there's not that much congregating going on in those streets. But either or, I mean, the city, whatever the fuck. You're outside. Enough of the bullshit. People don't want to, and I've been saying this forever, but people don't want to contract this virus and stay the fuck home. Okay? People want to go to the park? Good. You go to the park because you know what? You've been cooped up. You've been locked up for 45 days. No, 60, 70 something days or more. Being told that you can't work. Being told that you can't earn a living. You can't go shopping. You can't go to the movies. You can't go here. You can't go there. You're just stuck at home. Miserable. Miserable. This is what they've told you. Now it's getting warm enough. At least here in the Northeast, people want to go to the beaches. People should be going to the beaches and getting fresh air and getting sunlight. Sunlight, that very same thing they filter in the sky that they've been doing since the 70s. I don't want to hear no bullshit. Their patents for it. They spray the fucking skies to reflect. They do all sorts of things, okay? Let's not get into that right now. But they can reflect the sun's rays. There may be a reason why they're doing this. Beneficial, not beneficial, experimental. If you follow me, we know that they've been experimenting on us for a long time in terms of biologics. Now, atmospheric bullshit, That's not my expertise, okay? But hey, I could see it happening. I could definitely see it happening. And for what that's worth, people may be going outside. Maybe they're getting more burned than they should. Maybe they are getting vitamin D quicker. Maybe, I'm not quite sure because I'm not that person to study it. But either way, we need to be outdoors. We need to be outdoors, and if people feel the need to put on sunblock, well, you know, more power to you. It's not healthy. It's not a healthy thing to do. What's in your blood, what's in your veins and arteries is what determines you, a very big determinant of how your skin reacts to the sun and whether or not you will burn. That's a story for another day. But a person who has more of a plant-based diet as opposed to refined grains will likely find more success in terms of sun exposure and mitigating the negative effects of UVC rays. There's different types of rays. There's UVA, there's UVB, there's UVC. UVC is very detrimental. UVB, I believe, is the one that helps your body to generate vitamin D. Alright, I'm not going to get into this fucking lecture right now because we're almost up to 7 minutes. So, what I was going to get at earlier, because, you know, I just turned on the news and they're talking about the weather and all these fluctuations. We might be seeing 80 degrees later on this week in the Northeast, and that's wonderful. That's something that we've been anticipating. People in other countries, I'm sure you guys have been frolicking around, but it's fucking cold up here. And for us, it's kind of like the litmus test, I feel. Right? People are going to start wanting to go out. I'm sniffling again, I'm so sorry. People are going to want to go out. And from what I'm reading, I'm going to go back and I'm going to find this article of what I've been reading, what has been going on in South Korea. But they have drones. And I mentioned this in previous podcasts. I mentioned this. South Korea, and this is 2 months ago, right? It wasn't going on. Now they have drones patrolling. DARPA. They look like the DARPA robots, those like animal-like DARPA robots, and they are patrolling the parks, the public parks in South Korea, and enforcing social distancing. Yeah, robots. We have robots now to enforce social distancing. This is. I don't know what they call dystopian. I'm not quite sure what the fuck to call it. Gotta be ready for this. You gotta be prepared for these things. Are you prepared to fight? What would I do if this robot approached me? I don't know. That's the scary thing. What is this robot capable of? Well, are they telling us before they unleash these beings onto our streets? Are they even giving us the opportunity to vote on this? Are they giving us the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? What do you know, the town? Do you guys approve of us releasing drones to the local parks and municipalities? Everyone in favor, say a. Hi. No. Anybody? No. They just fucking unleashed them because this is what they're doing. That people use the word totalitarian state. I don't like using fancy words like that because it's just, there's a whole movements, plural out there that use this word totalitarian. Yes, okay. We are moving towards a totalitarian state. That they're gonna take your temperature at the door and bar you from getting on a plane and bar you from working and bar you when you get off the plane and quarantine you and put an ankle bracelet. Some of these countries, some of the states, I believe, but some countries are putting ankle bracelets on people to monitor and track their fucking movements. You know what you could do with your ankle bracelets? I'll tell you what you could do with your ankle bracelets. You could shove them up your asses. Seriously, man. People want to live in fear and bend over and believe in this shit, more power to it, to them. But don't try to force this on anybody. Don't try to, I mean, what? You want to put an ankle bracelet on me over my... You could put it on after you fucking kill me. How about that? How about that? Seriously. I mean, I didn't even mean to talk about this right now. Well, maybe I did. Yeah, it's late. I just got home a little while ago. And, yeah, man. Just watching the news, it kind of gets me really geared up because I know this is going to be mainstream news sooner or later, and they're gonna just try, they're gonna have fucking drones on Ellen and Good Morning America, you know, and they're gonna have like a funny name and who knows, or Jimmy Kimmel, all these stupid people, they're gonna make it seem friendly, they're gonna make it seem okay, and it's not okay. I'm not gonna tell you what I'd want to do to those drones. Maybe you know, anybody who's listening probably knows what I want to do with those drones. I'll tell you something. They're not here for a good reason. So people better be ready. People better be fucking ready. So I'm thinking about making another investment. And I probably will. And yeah. So I think in that respect, you know, I don't want to be too paranoid. But then I don't want to get to the point where this shit is already unrolled. And then I gotta go to the park to be approached by a fucking drone. So I think I'm gonna think heavy. And really, really highly consider, and you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. I do know what I'm talking about. It's just, I'm just fucking tired. I want to say it, but I don't want to say it because I know people are listening. The wrong type of people are listening, but the right type of people, none of this shit matters at this point. None of this fucking shit matters. How about that? I am tired. Invest yourself in something good. Invest yourself in something wise. Invest yourself in ways to not be controlled by... Just invest in ways to fight. I have nothing else to say because I'm fucking exhausted. You know why I hate you? Why I hate you? Just keep popping up in my mind. I hate you because I can't forget the idea, the emotion. And then when I want to record this to tell you about it, it all just goes away. So it seems pointless. But when I feel it, I'm really angry. I'm really angry because I just don't want to think about you anymore. Okay, so no sooner did I record the previous segment did I come across this article for the first time.
and it directly pertains to what I was saying in terms of drones and how they're going to make the drones seem, you know, normal. Okay. Disinfecting drones could be MLB's solution to reopen stadiums. Just in time for Major League Baseball. This is a Zero Hedge article dated Monday, May 11th, 2020. A startup in New York must be closely watching the response efforts seen in Asia and Europe because any country decimated by the virus tends to deploy an army of robot drones with sprayer devices to disinfect public areas. It's fucking ridiculous. These drones have been seen in China, South Korea, Italy, Spain, Germany, and will be shortly coming to the U.S. Syracuse-based Eagle Hawk One Inc. has joined the battle against coronavirus and mounted a sprayer device on one of its drones to disinfect stadiums, a move the company believes could support efforts in reopening America. There you go. People want their sports. They want their NFL. They have no problem. They're not going to have a problem. We got drones. We got a drone here disinfecting. It's your friendly drone. And not only are they going to have drones disinfecting, but they probably have drones patrolling the stadium like they're going to have them patrolling the parks in South Korea, right? And then maybe they'll have them at the door or, you know, when you go to the concession stand so they can take your temperature. Yeah, yeah, this is what you're going to have to, say, put up with. This is the deal with the devil. You want your stadiums open, you want your sports back? Well, you got a couple drones for you. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I previously recorded this episode and I scrapped it because it was just way too long. But I have something to say to all you gun owners, you 2A supporters. If this isn't enough to make you ready to lock and load, make you ready to fight, I don't know what is. And where I live, very, 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 very strict measures, okay? Very strict. So, I'm not too sure, but all you down south rural people, you guys who have your arsenal, I couldn't imagine better target practice, honestly. But, unfortunately for me here in the Northeast, I have to find other methods, which I will, and I have. This is crazy. Open your eyes, people. The drones, they're going to be invading your privacy and hurting you along and making sure that you keep 6 feet away and making sure that you don't have a fever. And then if you do, quarantining you and taking you and God only knows what. I hear in certain states, if people do not show up for mandatory testing, they lose their benefits. That's pretty wild. I don't know how legit this is. I'm going to see if I can come across an actual article. But supposedly, in some states, if there's a household member that's positive, an adult, the state will come and remove the children from the household. Again, I don't know. I'm in the Northeast. As far as I know, that hasn't happened up here. But this tells you. This really tells you something's up. Remember, unleash the drones. And you know what? There's fire in the sky. I made a recording months ago. Well, maybe a month and a half ago. And I spoke about fire in the sky. And I had a dream about the fire in the sky. And I don't know. It could be coming soon. So, yeah. All of this comes together. But this is kind of scary if it's all happening at the same time. And I think that was my previous message. Because a lot of things are coming together, and it's really kind of frightening if you think about it. Like, I'm not really scared, but I'm kind of scared because it's like, I saw this coming. And you know, I've been given dreams, and when different dreams come together at the same time, that's really scary because then I can't deny it. But if the fire comes, then this is it, people. So we're gonna see signs in the heaven, as they say. We have a solar eclipse coming up soon. But we also are crossing the path of a comet, which could be very interesting. So, July. I don't know if it's July, if that's when it's going to be, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Either or, I gotta stop saying either or. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me these days. If there is fire in the sky this year, then that will say a lot. That will say a lot to all of us. This is not just a plague now. If it is a plague, if it's really not a plague, who knows? Who knows? They know something that they're not telling us, obviously. But I told you already. We know what this is really about. So maybe all of this lockdown shit is really trying to protect us. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. But time will tell.